Cling, you have a question about what we accept or what we don't accept, you can go on to the Chamber's Facebook page and the flyers listed right there, and I believe it's on the city website as well. So go green and recycle.
Absolutely. Now, do you need proof of address when you come?
No, Matt, actually it is for independent citizens only because it's paid for by the city. So if you receive any city services, you might be outside the city limits, but you might receive city services, you qualify to participate. So it's just kind of on the honor system, I believe. And if they, you know, you pull in with an Oklahoma tag or something that, throws a red flag, then yes, they might be checking your driver's license. But it is for just independent citizens.
All right. I just wanted to double check that.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So start recycling. You know, we have new, what do you call those dumpsters? Your trash cans.
Receptacles?
Yes. But we in Independence, we got all these new ones. The polycarts, that's the word I'm looking for. And so everybody has matching navy blue polycarts in our community. And we went from two trash pickups a week and to down to one. And everybody at first was like, holy smokes, how are we going to do that? You know, but because, you know, we get used to that and then we wonder, oh no, how are we going to make this work? But one way to make it work is to recycle, you know, and when you eliminate those things that I just mentioned from your trash, it scales down the amount of trash that goes in the landfill. So it is a little bit of extra work, but it's the right thing to do. So I just encourage everyone to consider recycling. So we have yoga in the zoo, and I bet that's going to take place. You know, it had been canceled for a while because it was so hot. But what's the temperature going to be tonight?
It's still going to be pretty warm.
Is it?
It's 98. Tomorrow's when it gets cool, but it's also chance of rain today. I don't know if it'll be
right. Okay.
Wet yoga.
Well, it might be wet yoga, so I'm not sure about that. How about we not talk about the potential of hot wet yoga?
Hot wet
tonight?
Yoga. That just does not sound. That does not sound fun at all.
No, that does not sound like fun. Okay. So let's see. Let's talk about something that rain would not affect. So Dickie's Barbecue will be having. What they have live music every Wednesday, and so Garrett True will be playing at 6:30 on this Wednesday in downtown Independence. I've heard him play before; he's really good. So if you're looking for another option besides cooking dinner, and you want to get some fun musical entertainment, think about barbecue and heading to Dickie's Barbecue on Wednesday. And then also on Wednesday evening, I saw this and I wanted to make sure that everyone knows about this option. Independence Community College Theater Fall Auditions will be this Wednesday at 5:00 at the William Inge Theater. And auditions are, they go from 5 to 7, and it looks like from the Facebook post that I see that Paul Molnar will be playing a role in that. And it's your auditioning for Our Town, which is going to be directed by a New York City actor and director. So that's a wonderful opportunity. So go to the Facebook page, William Inge Theater, Independence Community College. You'll be able to find more information out about that online. But again, it's going to be Wednesday, which is tomorrow, from 5 to 7 on the campus of Independence Community College in the William Inge Theater. Check that out if you're interested in auditioning. Have you been in plays before?
I have. It's been a long time. But I was always in church plays when I was
okay.
younger.
Did you like it?
It was okay. It was more for my mom than it was
okay.
for me. I was in the choir for a while. And
really?
Yeah.
Can you can sing?
I can sing in a group.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I can sing. But,
I cannot sing, and I wish that I had that talent. I'm always envious of people who have great voices.
So there's a video of me, and I may show it to you when we're off the air,
okay.
but of me rapping
in a church
play as a fifth grader.
Okay, yes, so. I want to see that. Listeners, I will report back. Yes. Okay, so musical bingo Wednesday evenings, lots of fun things to do. In Independence, the brewery always has musical bingo at 7:00. Bingo cards are $1, and winners receive Indie Brew Works gift certificates, so that's always fun. And then the fun continues right into Thursday, because Thursday evening, same time, same place, at 7 o'clock at the brewery, they have trivia night. And I always say this, the place is packed on Wednesday and Thursday. They have lots of people there. And I've yet to go, so I need to do that so I can speak to the events from a personal perspective. So I need to put that on my calendar and go. I always think about it, and then I forget, and then I drive by the brewery, and there's all these cars. I'm like, I forgot again.
When I go back to my normal 10 to 6 schedule, yeah, we should plan to go out there.
Okay.
Because I want to go too, but I don't like going places alone.
Okay.
So
I will go with you. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah. Okay, so.
I like trivia.
Is that, oh, really? Okay, yeah. Well, I'll just.
But I like bingo, too.
Your sports system. Okay, yes.
So
I'm all about bingo. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So so maybe
September.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Independence Farmers Market. I know that Coffeyville has a market as well. So lots of great opportunities in the county. The Independence Farmers Market is every Saturday from 7:30 to 11 and every Thursday from 4 to 7. And then, you know, as we progress into fall, you're going to start seeing mums and pumpkins and all those kinds of things. And I'm ready. I am so ready for fall.
There's something about a fall's farmer market that just, I know.
Screams. Makes you happy.
Yeah, right. Just like, I think that's like the perfect scene set for,
I know, it's pretty.
For a farmer's market.
And I, you know, I just love spring and fall because it's that, you know, we have such hard summers, and many times we have, you know, really hard winters. And even if they don't, maybe even if the winter doesn't last so long, it's just nice to have those mild temperatures in spring and fall.
Yep.
So they never last long enough, but we need to soak it up while it's here. And I'm ready for fall. In fact, today's the first day of school in Independence.
Yeah.
And so I live close to one of the schools, and, you know, the hustle and bustle, everybody's back at it this morning. And my neighbor has a senior, and they were taking first last day pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh. So anyway, fall is here. We're super excited. Everybody needs to slow down when they're out on the road in those school zones. Be careful.
We talked to Chief Harrison about that last week, about safety when it comes.
Yeah, you have to really stop and think, because we're not used to remembering about those school zones.
Right.
So
yeah, it's the end of summer happens at different times for different people. You know, some people hold on to summer until that September 21st when it's the first official day of fall. Some people, it's the first day of school. For me, it's football season.
And I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for football season. I love football season and basketball season, but yeah, I'm ready for some football. So we have live music at Uncle Jack's too, so you can go get some live music and barbecue on Wednesdays and play some bingo, and then do some trivia on Thursdays, and then Fridays you can sit back at Uncle Jack's and enjoy the live music of Brian Leedy. He starts playing at 6 o'clock. He's super duper talented, so you want to check that out. Then you can just slip across the street over to Turbo's, and you can make your own music by participating in karaoke. That starts at 9 o'clock, so that's great because they don't overlap. You can go over to Uncle Jack's and listen to Brian Leedy for, you know, 2-3 hours, and then slide across the street to Turbo's and enjoy what they have. And both bars and restaurants have great food. So check out their Facebook pages. They have great food specials, dinner specials, and think about visiting both of those places. And then the VFW has bingo. Okay, so you could come over to Independence and go to bingo at the V too. But you said you're a trivia guy, but but you could check out the bingo at VFW.
Yeah.
So that's on Monday evenings. And the VFW is at 113 East Myrtle. The doors fly open at 5, and those games begin at 7. So you can grab a bingo pack for $7. And like I just invited you, you can grab some friends and go play some bingo. It's fun. I like those mindless things. You know, you got to think too hard with trivia,
yeah,
Matt.
So
I'm old. You got that young brain going on.
I'm super competitive, and so anything that Bingo is all luck based, and so I want to win bingo, but I can't control if I win bingo. I can control if I win trivia, though. That's the thing.
And I am not competitive. People probably might label me as competitive, but I really am not. When it's down to playing games and things, I don't know. It kind of stresses me out a little bit. Competition. I'm like, no, I'll just play
watch.
Bingo.
Just watch. Yeah.
Yeah, I play Bunko. I play Bingo. Okay. Those all things right. that it's just the yeah. roll of a dice.
Roll of a dice.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about this too. Has Candy been talking about Chamber
yes.
Blue? Yeah. So this is a super wonderful benefit to being a part of the Chamber of Commerce, but your time is running out to be able to get in without taking health surveys, which many times when you sign up for health insurance, which is what Chamber Blue is, you have to fill out a health survey. They check you all out before they take you on, and that is not the case right now. So what I want everyone to know is that all of the chambers across the state of Kansas have formed an association and with Blue Cross Blue Shield. So all of our chamber members are able to go online right now and you can take a survey. It is not a health survey. It is a survey and it does not obligate you at all, but it allows you to participate if you so choose once the premiums come out. The packages are already available online for you to review. There's about 4 or 5 different policies that you can pick from, but the premium prices have not been selected yet based off of, we're waiting to see how many people will be in this association. We know the more people in the association, the lower those premiums. So we will be finding those premium prices out in September. But if you are listening and you are a chamber member or you want to be a chamber member to be able to participate in this, you can still get signed up, but you better do it ASAP because Thursday, probably about 5 o'clock, is the cutoff for the survey. After that, you can still participate. But as I said earlier, you have to fill out the health survey to be accepted into it. So you have to have 2 W-2 employees, or you can be an S-Corp, a C-Corp, or an LLC. There are stipulations around that, but I won't go into that on the air. So if you're listening and you want more information about that, I know you can go to Coffeyville's website if you're a Coffeyville business. And if you are an independence business, you can go to the Independence Chamber and then pull the chamber tab down and it says Chamber Blue and all the information is there. So, and then the Red Cross will be in Independence. Do they come to Coffeyville and do
yes.
blood drives?
Yes. At the, they generally set up at across the street at the church.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So the Red Cross is going to be in Independence on Thursday, the 18th, which is this week. And they always hold their blood drive at the Civic Center, which is at 410 North Penn Avenue from 11 to 5:15. So put that on your calendar.
You can actually pre-register online too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think it's Give Red Cross or Red Cross. Just Google Red Cross.
Okay.
You can find like specific. You can find all the upcoming locations in like your area, and it should have it there where you can like pick times to specifically come.
Good. Okay. I just wrote myself a note. I'm gonna go do that, and I will. We'll put that in my notes so that we can talk about that website and make sure that everybody knows about that. The Hub Church in Independence is celebrating 7 years, so they're going to be having business after hours this week on Thursday at 3176 West Main. It's actually out where the old Dollar General store used to be on West Main. So you just drive like right past Walmart. You keep on going a little bit, and it's on the right-hand side. And business after hours will be held at 5 o'clock. And this is an event for all chamber members and their employees. So if you know that your place of business, your employer is a chamber member, you are welcome to come. And we would love to have you. I know the Hub would love to have you come inside their inside their doors and just celebrate what they did, because they took an empty, ugly, vacated building, and it is amazing. It's just crazy cool in there. So be sure and put that on your calendar for this week. That will be fun. Then also this week, we have the Independence Community College Pirate Booster Club. So they're gearing up, and they are forming and planning for their booster club that will meet the third Thursday of each month at 6:30. And believe it or not, This week is the third Thursday. I don't know where these weeks and months go, but I don't know how we got to the third Thursday, but we're here.
In the month of August.
I know. And so this Thursday, they're going to meet at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill, 103 West Main, and again, 6:30. And they kind of are going to, the plan is they're going to kind of bounce around from different restaurants, make it fun so that you can grab some dinner if you want, or grab a drink, or grab an hors d'oeuvre, or whatever you want to do, and just be a part of the planning and celebrating of being a Pirate. You know, we talked about football season, so I think our home opener is September, like, the 17th. I think we play Butler, so...
I think they're on the road to start the season. They have a bye week for the second game of the season, and then, yeah, I think they're at home the 17th.
And then we'll be playing Coffeyville at Coffeyville this year.
Yes.
So
early in the season. Yes. Normally that's an end of the season game, but it's earlier in the year, I think.
So that'll be fun. Okay. So Pirate Booster Club this Thursday, 6:30 at Turbo's. And then Friday night is All Wheels Night and Cruise in Indy. And it's going to be the last one of the season, I believe, from 6 to 8 in downtown Independence. The Chamber of Commerce will be there to host Kids Night. We'll be passing out free popsicles and glow sticks and doing some face painting. Not elaborate face painting, because I will be doing the face painting, and I'm not that talented, and it's free. So we just pop up some tables, some chairs, and face paint for the kiddos. And then there'll be lots of cars that are all shined up and ready to show off. They pop the hoods and park them out front, kind of in that middle block in downtown Independence at 6 o'clock. And then making it a super night, Tracy and the Time Travelers will be playing live music out in front of Dickie's. So you don't want to miss that, because that's a local band. They are great. They are so talented. They play great music and have quite the following. So I expect it to be a good crowd. I'm hoping the weather cooperates.
It's sunny.
Okay.
And it's 93 for the high that day. So hopefully it maybe start to drop off a bit by 6.
Okay. Good. Well, we don't need any rain to rain out our fun that night. So skip cooking dinner and eat out at one of the great restaurants in downtown Independence. Again, All Wheels Night, 6 to 8. And then about 8 o'clock, all the cars will pull out for an old-fashioned cruising experience. So that'll be fun. And then we're going to have a ribbon cutting on August the 25th. So that'll be next week at the Miller House. And I think Chris Mitchell was here with you right after I left last week.
Yeah, I talked to
Ruth Honka.
Mitchell and Ruth Honka. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, and... part of Home Sweet Home Ministries.
I know. It's
and
awesome.
Ruth's family donating the house in honor of their father. So that's cool.
Yeah. So the home is located at 1116 West Laurel, and the ribbon cutting will take place at 11:30. There's a whole host of other activities that will follow that. But this is a home for veterans in crisis. And like you said, they are honoring their dad, Frank Miller. And it's a great way for us to show how much we care and support our veterans. So when they're in need, this home will hopefully be a place of haven for them. So
they did say bring your own lawn chair.
Okay.
To
enjoy the
music and the speaking.
Yeah.
And then refreshments inside.
Yeah.
There's a story up on our website. I posted it last week. So
okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And then let's see, on the 26th next week, they're going to unveil the mural, which you can already see, but they're going to do the official unveiling of that at 5 o'clock. And we haven't been able to, people are like, what is she talking about? It's a mural at Patio 210. And we haven't been able to celebrate that because our highway has been closed because they've been working on the road. So we've had to kind of postpone the celebration of the amazing mural. So put that on your calendar next Friday, the 26th at 5 o'clock. And Independence Main Street will be there to host that unveiling. And then we were talking about this off air about the IHS Jamboree, and that's going to be held in Coffeyville. You said that Coffeyville and Independence and Caney play in that Jamboree, right?
Yes.
And so that's going to be next Friday, the 26th at 7 o'clock. And I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that that's going to be in Coffeyville this year. I think we hosted it last year. So then does that mean that next year it'll be in Caney? You guys
just
move around?
Yeah, it was in Caney 3 years ago or two years ago.
So I think they missed the second rotation
for COVID.
Okay.
And then, yeah. And so basically.
How fun.
They just take turns playing each other. It's a nice little tune-up before the season starts.
Yeah, yeah. So put that on your calendar. And I think they're asking everyone to bring water or Gatorade to that event. And then I think that you divide it all up and you give it to the football teams to use throughout the season. So, and let's see what else we got going on. Movie Night in the Park, and then I'll wrap it up. So Movie Night in the Park is going to be the 27th, and we're featuring Disney's Encanto, sponsored by Independence Community College. We're going to have free carousel rides, and all the college athletes are going to be out there. So they're going to be doing lots of fun stuff. In fact, we're going to have the basketball team will be there. They're going to be doing some basketball drills. Cheer and dance team will be there doing some performances with the kids. And Captain James is going to be there. That's the mascot. So you can get your picture taken with him. And I think the student government group is actually going to be providing free root beer floats. The Veterans Services Department will be doing, I think, a pull-up challenge. So that ought to be fun. And we might have a few football players there, and they'll be doing some football drills. We have some red shirts that we might be able to have out. And then the fire department's going to be there doing fire hose bowling. So kids get to hold the fire hose with a fireman and try to knock down these bowling pins. And then you can also get your picture taken with a firefighter. So that'll be fun. And then face painting, as I mentioned, and glow bracelets and popsicles from the Chamber of Commerce. And then also, I talked to the park and zoo last night. I was at a meeting, and they have a new python called Monty. And they are going to bring Monty to the park as well. And you can touch Monty, but you can't hold Monty. But you can touch Monty and get your picture taken beside Monty. So one of the individuals that works in the zoo will hold Monty, and then kids can stand next to that person and get their picture taken. So that'll be fun.
Those kids are braver than me.
I know.
No snakes for me.
I'm right there with you. No stakes, snakes. And then I said that I was done, but I'm not. So you guys were talking about the Canoakla 100 Mile Highway sale. So Independence is having, we're on the map too. So make sure that you get your permit. The sale is Friday and Saturday from September 9th and 10th. Permits are free. You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce at 616 North Penn Avenue. You got to get one before Friday, September the 2nd, to be able to be listed on our garage sale map, which is the exact cutoff date that Coffeyville has. So it's now time to clean out your attic and your garage, get it done, and be a part of the 100 Mile Highway sale. I think that's it.
All right. I've never been able to... I always have football Friday and Saturday, and so I've never been able to participate in the 100 mile sale, which is a bummer because I love garage sales.
Oh, I love garage sales.
I've always got football that weekend with high school and college, and I'm never able to participate.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how many years we've been doing this. I've worked at the Chamber for over 11 years, but and every year I say next year I'm going to take off work and I'm going to go because I love to go to garage sales. But the truth of the matter is I have enough in my garage to have
your
multiple
own.
Garage
you can
sales.
Put yourself on
yes.
the map.
And so I should be participating as a seller and not a buyer, if the truth be known. So anyway, but it's so fun because we have people in our hotels. They come in. We had a group from some women that flew in from California, and they got a U-Haul trailer and rented a truck when they got here and drove the 100 miles, filled up that U-Haul, and then drove it back. And
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I guess we in the Midwest have some good treasures.
I guess so.
Yes.
I guess so.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in on this Tuesday. Look forward to it every Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.